How to become worth a damn. Because you aren't. The only real security is your ability to produce. Want to become worth a damn? Become a genius at implementation. At getting things done. That is where the magic is. Honestly, whatever you buy, whatever you learn, make sure you implement it, 100%, 110% and become the best at it. Most people, most likely you, or you would not be reading this, suck at implementation. I remember I used to be the same way. When I did my first landmark forum, on day 4 there was a question and I raised my hand. The question was, who are you that you are? He called on me, and I said, I am that I just want to remain a student. The forum leader promptly translated it to everyday term. He said, I see, you are a failure. That hurt, but maybe that is what it meant. If you are a serial learner but not an implementer, you are a failure. You have the illusion that you are going someplace. But no proof that you indeed are. So today I am an implementer, 35 years later, lol. And a little bit of a learner. I often need just one sentence from a teacher of mine, or from an article online to have a whole new project to implement, and I do it right away. I remember I learned someplace that people who do well in life have 10% input and 90% output. Or something like that. You have to build up to that, but that is the good implementer time schedule scheme. 10% for input and 90% for output. Mine is often 7% input and 93% output. Most of the stuff I read is fiction. Not considerable input. Most of the videos I watch are either entertainment, or conspiracy theories, or science. Why? Because the more input you have, the less your output. At the stage most of my clients and students are, their input/output should be 1-to-1. Because they are missing so many things still. One of the things I try to get through to people is what is the essence of responsibility? Your access to personal power. If you still talk about responsibility as duty, obligation, or blame, you are speaking ordinary powerless language, and you find yourself powerless as a result. Why am I doing substantial teaching on free webinars? Because I can. And because, interestingly, the people who show up are the people who could implement what I teach. Do they? I am doubtful. This is why I'm writing this article on becoming a genius in implementation. Without implementation, you have a head full of stuff and a pocket empty. Ugh. How do I know from your starting point measurements that you will be a poor implementer? The two numbers and their relative size, ambition/desire, will give it away. If your desire number is higher, you don't implement. Frown. My ambition is 30%. My desire number is 3%. I am an implementer. I am a producer. Even though there are a lot of things I am not doing that I could. I enjoy staying at home. Though occasionally I'd probably enjoy sitting in a coffee shop and have a nice cappuccino, watching people. Or get a haircut. Yeah. That is one implementation I am not doing. But I have ordered coffee and some milk through Instacart for tomorrow, and I am going to have a coffee party. Because I am an implementer. Lol. Okay, what should you implement? When you have a thought that you would like to get something, look if you are willing to do the doing part. Be honest. The doing part is 90% sweat and only 10% enjoyment. Remember that for humans every single action, except for bodily needs, like sex, eating, pooping, starts with words. Check in with your words. Go as deep as you can. Deep as in below the obvious. You'll find a lot of layers if you really look. For B. We found. But I don't want to. I need my energy. I don't want to give. So what? I am stingy. I am weak. When you get to an I am statement that makes no sense, like it was I am weak for B, there you are likely at the seed level of yourself. The lower self. With an I am weak seed level you will have high desire, and very low ambition. The job is to invent a seed level for yourself. Notice the lowercase and uppercase letter, self-self. The self you invent needs to be new, not just an improvement, not just the opposite. Not just a fix of your lower self. It has to be new. Something that looks ridiculously impossible right now. I suggest it to be. To invent it as I am a winner. Just like I am weak, I am a winner is an attitude, not a fact. An attitude is something that you bring with yourself. Not the truth. You are already bringing an attitude to everything you do or even look at. Everything. But what you bring is mostly your default attitude coming from the lower self. To protect it, to make it feel better. For example, if your default self is I am weak, then you'll be judgmental, you'll say I am better than you, Or other times you'll manipulate others to consider you nice so they don't hurt you. Layers upon layers of pretense. And a miserable inner life. When you want to empower your new self, the I am a winner, you bring it to life. Your invented self is like a gun that you bring to a knife fight. It gives you a sense of invincibility, instead of cowering as your lower self I am weak makes you. One could say it is a lot like confidence. But it will take a lot of practice for that to be true confidence. Not some clothes that you borrow that doesn't quite fit. Have patience. You are building a new sea level in a hostile world. Everyone and their brother wants you to feel less, wants you to go back to who they know you to be. They are the enemy of the new you. The invented self. But consider that it is entirely up to you who you are, who you honor yourself to be. Don't forget, this entire universe is run by word and nothing else. Word is everything. There is no other truth. Your job is to use word to create with. And then be true to what you created. At some point you'll be self more often than self. And you'll find that producing, implementing will become easier. Not easy, but easier. Who you are, when you're a being self, is someone who can. Someone who will. And when you feel that, then producing is no big deal. Keep on empowering the self you invented. That is what I did. Now, here is a frequently asked question. What if you invent something that doesn't quite fit you like a glove? I went through that, and didn't hit on the perfect self for 2 decades. My invented self still served a purpose, still allowed me to have a choice. So the muscle it takes to empower what you invented got really strong by the time I started to invent better and more fitting selves. I kept all the previous selves, by the way. My first was, I am brilliant and a contribution. My second, I am owner. That I kept and still empower. It's incredibly powerful, and rare in the world. I had some dry years after that. Uninspired years. Then came, I am chosen. Chosen for who I am, chosen for what I can do, chosen for the work I do for Source. I am that. That is myself. Ultimately, this step is what makes you an expanding human being. If you do it, of course. I'd like to train you. Because there is nothing else that is real, only word. The most important art you want to learn to master is the word art, aka communication. I will pick and choose who I want to work with. But in the meantime you can sign up to my low intensity, communication, group where you get goodies, samples, and free webinars. When the course is ready, end of June it seems, I will announce it only to people in this group and not to my entire mailing list. Join the communication group. Go to yourvibe.me/communication to join. P.S. When you say I am interested, sounds interesting, sounds good. I know you won't do it. Ultimately I don't care why. I don't care what your little self says. I know I don't want to train you because you won't do what it takes. PSS, I learned this decades ago. Truth be told, I learned about it. It became real, it became mine, I became owner this past week. Losing what I considered as the truth is painful. So I am grieving. Heavy duty grieving. If you are going through hell, keep on going. So I am going. I know I'll get to where it will be heaven. Just not yet.